Intesa Sanpaolo lifts crypto exposure to 235 Milmers in Q1 2026. Italy's biggest bank by assets, Intesa Sanpaolo, increased its crypto exposure to roughly $235 million in the first quarter of 2026, according to a report from Wu Blockchain, citing CoinDesk on the lender's quarterly numbers. The disclosure lands as BTC trades at $77,927 and ETH at $2,071 as of May 16, 2026, both down about 3% on the day. The figure is small next to Intesa's overall balance sheet, but it is one of the larger publicly known crypto books at a major European systemic bank. It also continues a pattern at Intesa, which already runs a regulated digital assets desk in Turin, and was an early bank counterparty for spot Bitcoin trading among European institutions. A regulated bank, not a hedge fund, the composition of the $235 million matters more than the headline number. Intesa's exposure mixes proprietary spot positions taken for trading, inventory held to facilitate institutional client orders, and balances tied to its stablecoin and tokenization work with EU partners. That mix is very different from a treasury allocation made for directional gain, which is the model used by companies tracked in our 12-month corporate Bitcoin accumulation review. In other words, this is not an Italian version of Strategy or Metaplanet. It is a regulated lender warehousing inventory, so its private banking and corporate clients can buy and sell. That is a quieter, more durable form of bank involvement, because it depends on customer demand rather than a single CFO's view on Bitcoin. MyCA reshaped the math for European banks before the EU's markets in crypto assets regulation took full effect. Large European banks faced an awkward situation. They had wealthy clients asking for crypto access, but no clean prudential framework for holding digital assets on their own books. Most chose to outsource execution and custody to specialists or to a handful of US venues. MyCA, paired with the Basel Committee's prudential treatment of crypto asset exposures, gave banks a defined rulebook. Group 1 tokenized traditional assets and qualifying stablecoins get capital treatment similar to their underlying. Group 2 unbacked crypto assets like Bitcoin and Ether carry a much heavier risk weight, currently set at 1,250%, plus a hard 1% Tier 1 capital cap on aggregate exposure. That last number is the binding constraint. For a bank the size of Intesa, with Tier 1 capital in the tens of billions of euros, a 1% cap is large enough to support a serious trading book, but small enough that $235 million is not a number the bank can grow casually. Each marginal dollar of unbacked crypto inventory consumes scarce regulatory capital. Italy's place in the European crypto map. Italy is not usually framed as a crypto-forward jurisdiction. The country tightened its capital gains regime on crypto in 2023, and retail adoption surveys still rank it below Germany, France, and Spain on most metrics. Many local buyers route through pan-European platforms, the same way users in Italy compare crypto card options against the wider EU set. What Italy does have is a small group of large banks with strong wealth management franchises. Intesa, UniCredit, and Banca Generali all serve private clients who increasingly want to allocate to digital assets through their existing relationships, not through a separate exchange account. Intesa is the furthest along in serving that demand on its own infrastructure, which is one reason its disclosed book is the largest of the three. The $235 million figure also follows a broader pattern in EU banking. Deutsche Bank has expanded its digital asset custody work. BBVA Switzerland has offered crypto services to private clients for years, and Societe Generale's Forge unit has issued multiple on-chain bonds. Intesa is choosing the trading and inventory route, while others lean into custody or issuance. Useful signals for crypto users. For users, the practical takeaway is narrow but real. When a regulated bank of Intesa's size carries this much spot inventory, it tightens spreads for the institutional clients it serves and gives compliance teams at smaller European firms a regulated counterparty inside the EU. That eventually shows up in better execution for fintechs, asset managers, and card issuers building EU-licensed crypto products, including some of the issuers that power cards we cover in the crypto card directory. It does not, on its own, change anything about retail access. Intesa is not launching a consumer wallet, and the $235 million book is a bank balance sheet item, not a customer product.